And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Good morning. This is Jimbo, and we have three very special guests with us this morning from FFA. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Lydia Cruikshank.
I'm Colin Cathcart.
And I'm Shelby Brownson.
So, Lydia, here's a question for you. If you're a student in the Ben Lapine School District, what is FFA and how does somebody get involved?
FFA is a student-led organization, and FFA makes a positive difference in the lives of students by developing their potential for premier leadership, personal growth, and career success through agriculture education. FFA is offered throughout the state of Oregon and actually nationally through our entire country. In Ben Lapine Schools, it's located at Mountain View High School, and all you need to do to get enrolled is join an ag class.
You mentioned earlier that you got involved because your siblings were involved. Did you guys like raise animals for like the fair and stuff?
Yeah, so we all raise pigs for the Deschutes County Fair, and I've actually been doing it for 6 years now.
Wow. Have you ever won the big ribbon?
No, I have not.
you still can.
Yes, exactly. One more year.
All right. Kylan, and how did you get involved with FFA?
Originally, I got involved in FFA because I wanted to show my market steer. I was raising one up at home, and because of that, I realized that FFA, it empowers young students to be pushed forward and really excel. And I just enjoyed that leadership aspect. So I grabbed onto that and I just ran with that.
And now, when did you get involved?
So I got involved the latter half of my sophomore year.
And then Shelby, how did you get involved?
I first got involved by just signing up to take an ag class with some of my closest friends. And then when I was in that ag class, I was invited to join one of our contests, which was our Conduct of Chapter Meetings Contest, or our Parliamentary Procedure, and that's like a debate team that we do within FFA. And so I signed up for that, and then we moved on from district to sectionals to state, and that kind of took up that whole freshman year. And then I just stayed involved after that, and now I'm showing pigs and doing all the leadership events and plan to pursue it in my higher education too.
You've all talked about your growth in FFA and how it's made you more confident. Would you say that that's a definite plus?
Definitely. Yes. I would even say that future employers that students are going to have when they see FFA on a resume, it's a win, like immediately a win, because people want to hire FFA students.
I would add on, there's no other organization like this. It's free to every student that wants to get involved, and it takes you much further than most others.
So when you guys say ag classes, like what kind of ag classes? Are we talking like horticulture? What else are we talking about?
Yeah, so we've got a horticulture class, which we call our plant science class. And then we also offer animal science and pre-veterinary medicine classes. And then also we have a metals program and a welding program. And so all of those, plus we've got some leadership classes and some more introduction classes that cover all of.
So you don't have to go to Mountain View High School. You can go to any Ben Lapine school and get involved.
You can go to any school that's in Ben Lapine, and then you can come over just for an ag class, and then you can get involved in FFA that way.
Is there like a website that people can check out at all?
BendFFAChapter.Weebly.com.
And then you guys have a special event coming up. Let's talk about that.
So our event that's coming up is our annual benefit dinner and auction. It's at Beaver Coach Sales on March 1st, and that is how we raise all of our funds for the year through this Run for the Roses fundraiser.
We've been doing this for 3 years now, and every year we are raising money to support our local Bend FFA chapter.
What kind of things are going to go on at this event?
Raffles, speeches from the FFA members, and there's going to be drinks that you can have, and we're going to have a dinner there as well.
And how do they get tickets?
So you can get tickets on our website, the Bend FFAchapter.weebly.com, and we really would just like people to sign up. That's our main thing right now, but if they are not available to attend the event on March 1st, they can also donate items for our raffle.
Okay, again, this is March 1st at Beaver Coach Sales
at 4 p.m.
Here in Bend. Where do you guys want this all to lead to? What are your career goals? We'll start with Lydia.
Yeah, I'm going to study agriculture business at Oklahoma State University in the fall.
Okay, and then Kylan, what about you?
So I'm going to become an electrician down the road, and FFA has really helped me along with that through the metals classes. It's really taught you some hands-on working skills.
And then last but not least, Shelby, what are you going to get into?
I am planning on going to a four-year university to pursue agriculture education, and I want to become an ag teacher.
So you've been inspired by your teacher.
Yes, absolutely.
Let's give your teachers props here. Give them a shout out.
So our ag teachers are Mr. Jeff Pathke and Miss Jamie Brentano. They truly are incredible, and we look up to them in every aspect. They really taught us what it's like to, you know, be adults and really helped us grow in every aspect of our lives, in communication and leadership. And I mean, really everything that we do is because of them and their leadership.
Cool. So let's hit the event one more time. This is, hit it, Kylan.
So this is the Run for the Roses benefit dinner on March 1st. Happy hour opens at 4 p.m. and dinner at 6 p.m. You can sign up at
thebendffachapter.weebly.com.
Do you have questions, comments, or a topic for Inside Central Oregon? Send your comments to Horizon Broadcasting Group, 854 Northeast 4th Street, Bend, Oregon, 97701. Inside Central Oregon is a public affairs presentation from Horizon Broadcasting Group.